on the line. We have Mr. Keith Beaumont of Sun Group. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good. How are you, James?
Good deal. Good to have you on. And I know we're going to have a real nice weekend in-store weather-wise, so definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah.
At least part of the weekend.
Today looks like it's going to climb into 50, so we still had a little bit of
Are you still with me?
Here in yep. Can you hear me, James?
Oh, here. I'm sorry. I hit a wrong button there. I can hear you now. Okay. So
okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, man. So yeah, I was punching by feel over here. So I got it in there now. So yes.
Okay, we're back.
Good deal. We're on. So yeah. So what do you have for us? I know you do have some upcoming auction you want to tell us about, right?
Yeah, I'll talk a little bit about that. I mentioned it last week, but maybe some didn't hear, and I'll talk about it until we have the auction. But we do have an upcoming auction. It's going to be February 18th, and it's going to start at 10 o'clock. In this auction, we're going to have both real estate and we're going to have personal property in it. And there's going to be two tracts of land. In track one, there's 80 acres that will sell. In that 80 acres, there are some improvements in there. There's a little cabin that's in there, a three-car garage, kind of a neat little cabin, too. It's real cozy. It's a small one, but it's got a real homey, cozy feel to it. So, anyways, that track one will sell there with 80 acres. Now, we've split off the back part of that. It's 150 acres. That's track two. And we're going to sell those two separate. We're going to start off by selling track two first, and then we're going to sell track one. So is how we'll kind of do that. So this is up by Roselia, real easy to place to find. It's right off of Highway 54, and so kind of in a cool location. So, and the personal property, I'll talk a little bit about what we're going to have in that. If someone's interested in some of this stuff, like a 2000 Lincoln Town Car, it's got around 117,000 miles on it. It's got the 4.6. I think that's pretty low miles for that car, and it's in real nice condition. I got it and just kind of drove it around the property and moved it out to grab some pictures of it, but seems like a real nice car. There's also a 1988 GMC 1500. It's a two-wheel drive pickup. It's got 121,000 miles on it, and it's got the 5.7 liter in it. We're also going to have a 1985 Ford pickup truck. That's a 1500. It looks like a nice little truck for the farm or just back roading or whatever. All these vehicles are pretty straight body-wise, so they've been taken care of. So that's kind of got it for the vehicles. I'll briefly kind of mention some other things you'll see at the auction. We're going to have some of those antique dressers with the big mirrors on them. We're going to have probably a few, three or four of those. We also got some Heritage Hall Johnson Brother plates. These are the ones that's got, this has got like some sort of building in the background. It's kind of got designs on it. It's kind of a collector's deal. Those are real nice. And so we'll have those. And then we got, there's an electric cooking stove in there. Lots of just garage stuff like shovels and rakes and all that kind of stuff. Some fence posts. Got some old antique rocking chairs. And then there's a lay-down deep freezer that's there. That thing works good. I plugged it up whenever I was there kind of getting things around, and it worked real good. And so then again, we got record players. I think there were several of them record players, James. This guy certainly liked his records. I think there was probably five different record players that we're going to have there. And I didn't try every one of them out, but I'm sure they worked. Because he had just a ton of records. I did try a couple of them out. Was actually listening to a few of them when he was in there working in the house, and they were working great. So, so records, we've got just stacks and stacks of records. So anyone interested in them old records, pay attention to this one, because I'm telling you, if you something you're looking for, chances are we probably got it in the pile. There's, like I said, so many of them. I can't even begin to tell you how many, but I got some pictures of that stuff online that you can kind of get an idea of what we're going to have in there. So garage stuff, again, there's some weed eaters in there. Obviously, there's a lot of tools, drills, saws, that type of thing. There's even a snap-on toolbox, kind of like the top portion that you set up on the roller one. That's going to be in there. There's some rolls of barbed wire. There's some auto body hammers that you use to take dents out with the little weight you'd hold behind it. There's a new one in a package in there. A little bit of just kind of scrap different sizes of lumber that's going to be in there. We've got a lay down. I think this may be 100-gallon, but if not, it's going to be 80. But it's between an 80 and 100-gallon. I just don't quite remember. Lay down air compressor. And it works real well. I fired it up, and it worked great. Pumped right up. So we'll have that in there. There's a round bell mover on the two-wheel trailer that we'll have in there. And then also there'll be a two-stall horse trailer that will be in this auction as well. So that's just kind of briefly describing what's going to be there. There'll be a lot of little other different items. But just to kind of give you an idea, here on the radio this morning, that's kind of the rundown on it. Again, that's going to be February the 18th at 10 o'clock in the morning. So if you want to see more pictures of that, it's best to get on sungrouprealestate.com. And you can scroll down through there, and you can find where our auctions are, and also our land listings, and you know, even on there too, it'll show what some of our old auctions we've done, and it'll show some of our old land listings and all that kind of stuff. So you can kind of see what we've done, and if you want to kind of find out a little bit more about us and what we do, it's a real good example of it on there. So anyway, check that out, or you know, you can always come to Fredonia. If you're around that area, we'll be in the office there today, too. And you can buy and just pick up one of these sale bills, because we've got most of all that on there. So, yeah, I'd be happy to and free to come by and pick one of those up. So,
yeah, I was just looking actually at the sale bill there, and that house is pretty neat, a neat stone house. And, you know, you don't always see those too often, because obviously a lot of effort to build and everything. But it's just kind of an interesting property. I like the looks of it.
It is really neat. That cabin, that's why I say it's got that cozy, homey feel. It really does, because it's kind of a miniature cabin in a way. Everything's, you know, the ceilings, everything's real short, the doorways. It'd just be a cool place, I think, to own the property and to stay there, you know, for a weekend or a week or whatever. You know, it's one of those. I mean, you can certainly live there full-time, too, but it's just one of those real neat little properties that's just nice and cozy, and it's, like I said, made out of all stone, and so it's solidly built for sure. And it's just super cool. You got to really be in it just to appreciate it, but real neat, though.
Good deal. Well, yeah, that's going to be a good one coming up. A lot of good stuff in there, so I know I'm sure a lot of our listeners be interested in some of that stuff. But, hey, you wanted to talk just a little bit more about kind of how we put an auction together and all those sort of mechanics. So what do you got for us on that?
Well, we'll just talk a little bit about how we're doing this auction and some of our other auctions and the different options that we have on those. So when it's coming to real estate, you know, there's a couple different options that we can do when auctioning. Now, we can do an online auction, or we can do a live in-person auction, or we can do a hybrid auction where we kind of mix those two things together. And so what we're going to be doing, like, for example, on this next one I'm talking about now, on February the 18th, we're going to do a hybrid auction on that. And we're going to bring the two of those together. And so we'll have bidders that'll be online, but we'll also be doing that in real time live. So you have an option to show up or just bid for it over the Internet, either way you prefer. So and how that kind of looks is, in order to keep both of those going up at the same time, we have our ladies up there putting the bid and where we're at online as we're going through the chant. So as we're catching the bids, they're live, they're paying attention, and they're clicking on their computer to keep that bid current online. So that's kind of how that works. And same thing, if they get a bid online, they'll let us know, and then we'll take that bid that they have online. And we also have a live camera feed going on during that time, too. So if you are online, you'll be able to see the live auction, and you'll be able to see the auctioneer and the crowd and everybody and the bidding process. So that's kind of how that works, the hybrid auctions. And, we found it to be really effective because, again, it's just another option that we can offer our clients as a means for buyers to use. Some of these guys, big investors get caught up and they're busy and they're out of state, several states away sometimes, and they can't bid live in person. So online's a really great option. So it's just another really good option that we have to offer. And I love doing them like that. So again, it's just more ways of bidding. So we use those when we can. And most of them we're doing that way. Now there's some times where we don't feel like we need to do them that way, but certainly there's a lot of them that we are doing that way. And it's just one of those things that we'll know once we know what property we're talking about. But it's certainly one we do more of than we don't do more of anymore since we've started doing it. That's been kind of the go-to. So, and it's just like property too, James. We've talked about that before in the past. Your different property, is it auctionable? Should it be auctioned? I mean, certainly every property is really auctionable. You could sell anything by auction, but I guess the big thing that what I'm saying here is, should you sell it by auction? Not every property do we recommend that this should go to auction. Certainly there's quite a few properties that we do take and very successful with the results of those. And but there's still, in some cases, we've looked at properties that people considered maybe doing an auction, and it just wasn't really meant for the property. So that's something that will help to determine when we come out and look at your property and to see if it should be auctioned or if we recommend just putting it up on a traditional listing and doing it that way. And we do them both ways. Again, auctions is for sure something we specialize in, but we also list things just the traditional way at the same time. So just depending on the property and all the little fine details that come with it is kind of determines whether or not we think we should put it as an auction or just put it up as a traditional listing. So, and there's certainly, benefits, for seller by selling by auction. And I think, a few of those would be, the auction and the property is going to sell the day of the auction. So there's kind of a date of when we're done with this property when we're selling it versus putting it up online and just as a traditional listing. There's not no way of really knowing when someone's going to come along and buy it. Well, auction kind of puts that urgency on it. What an auction is it's all about putting urgency on it and getting a date set. And then the bidding starts, and, if you're interested, you're going to have to be there and you're going to have to buy or you'll miss out. So it kind of puts that urgency on selling the property, which is kind of nice in a lot of ways because if someone's kind of shooting to get it out by a certain date, say, man, we got to be done here with this property by April, no later than the last weekend of April or something, Well, this, kind of guarantees that. Because we can set the date a week before that or whatever and to make sure that we get that property sold. So that's certainly a benefit to selling them at auction. But the other thing is, too, I think that's really important in bringing it to auction is that you just don't know exactly where it's going to go. We've talked about on here before, we've sold some property that, we thought and a lot of people thought bankers and a lot of people we were working with, we had some farmland that we had that we thought was going to sell for probably around $35,000 to $4,000 an acre, and that property ended up selling for over $7,100 an acre. So the benefits of the auction is that too. I mean, you know, you get real market value. So you could find out that the real market value is a lot more than what everyone around's thinking it is. And so a great way to find out is to have that thing in auction, and, you know, you're going to know where it's going to go. So anyways, there's many other benefits to it. There's some drawbacks for those properties that are not meant for auction. But if it's something that fits your property, there's certainly a lot of good things. So, if you have any questions about that, if you're considering doing an auction on your property or maybe even personal property, again, we do both, just give me a call, and I'd be happy to come out there and take a look at what you got and see what the best options are for you and to give you our advice on it. So. And my phone number to reach me at the best way is my cell phone. That number is 316-680-5131. Again, you can come by our office in Fredonia. We'll be there today. You can pick up a sale bill, or if you'd like to talk, we're located downtown in Fredonia, just downtown on the square, kind of the northwest part of that, and you'll see us down there. So feel free to come by too. But again, my cell phone's the best way to get a hold of me. That's 316-680-5131.
All right, Mr. Keith. Well, always good and informative. And I know you guys are the experts, of course, to call if people, want to see if maybe an auction might be right for them or just a traditional listing, because, you know, that's going to attract different crowds too. And so you know the kind of the best way for that. So, hey, I appreciate you coming on. Looking forward. This sounds like it's going to be a good auction coming up next month. And, of course, looking forward to, again, talking with you guys again next week.
All right, James, thanks a lot. Yes, I'll be looking forward to talking to you next Friday.
All right, that sounds like a plan. You have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.
Thanks. All right, take care. Bye-bye. That is Mr. Keith Beaumont here from Sun Group on the Mighty 690 on our Ask the Expert segment. Always appreciate having him on. And hey, we're going to continue with Open Line right after this on the Mighty 690.